Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Jessica Abernathy, and with me today is Tricia Montgomery, and you are listening to Pets Are Family.
Hello, friend.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? How was your trip?
It was outstanding, amazing, physically grueling, demanding, mentally challenged. I got rained on. I looked like a drowned rat, but it was amazing.
Was it now? Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm sure our listeners, I shot over a lot of videos. It was fun. Global Pet Expo, where I was, is the largest pet industry trade show really in the world. It occupies the Orlando Convention Center, and it occupies probably 3 football fields. It may compete with Super Zoo.
I was going to say, I thought Super Zoo was the largest one, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know, but this was really big. And I was putting in like, I don't know, I think I probably lost 1,000,000 pounds because I was putting in like 23, 25,000 steps a day. And it was amazing. There were so many people, new friends, old friends, saw some amazing things, and it was absolutely beautiful weather until it wasn't the last of the show. I think I told you it was raining torrentially, crazy rain. A little bit of background, guys. I was actually driving a transport van. I was working with one of a company and part of their booth, and I was driving the transport van down that they had rented for me. And all of a sudden, at 50 miles an hour, my hands start shaking. And I literally cannot control the wheel, the steering wheel. My hands were shaking so bad. And so I'm like, I gotta call the company. I gotta call them and tell them what's going on. I was so afraid because it was all over the map and I literally could not control the vehicle. And I had all this stuff in the back of the transport van. So anytime, I don't know if it had to do with the wheel alignment or what it had to do with, but anytime I would go over 50 miles an hour, the whole van just shook uncontrollably. And I think I sent you that video of my hand shaking. I'll let you blend it in.
Yeah, I got this. I was like, what?
Okay. It was absolutely hilarious. But finally made it to Orlando. It usually takes me about 3.5 hours. It ended up taking me about, 6 hours. And so it was just busy and crazy getting there. But got there. And I tell you what, just a tremendous show. What I find amazing is you go in there and people are putting together their booths. There's cranes. There's people driving around in, you know, the carts and everything like that. And people are hauling boxes and everything in. And seriously, within, I don't know, less than 24 hours, it's transformed. I mean, it literally is transformed to where the carpeting's up, everything's beautiful. And it amazes me that that can be accomplished in so short amount of time. But on the other side of that is how quickly it comes down. Because, I mean, literally, the show closed at 3 p.m. and people are breaking down and then the carpeting's coming up, you know, and they're sweeping you away and you're like, wait, that's me. So it was really funny, but it was a good show. I attend, and we attend a lot of these shows and have been attending them for many, many years. And I am not, I think because I've been around for such a long time, because I am so old. I mean, look at this. I am really crazy old. Just put me out to pasture. And it is my birthday, by the way, guys. And for our listeners, March 29th, I am accepting cash donations, presents, whatever you want to send me, donations to Moose's March, feel free to. But I don't come out, I don't come away with like really wow products, because I've seen so much. And in my humble opinion, I don't think there are a lot of new ideas out there. However, and then there's more. I came away with a really super cool company. I think you're going to probably blend some of this in. This company, yeah. And I got the newsletter. It is called Sup Wow. I think they're based out of Korea. But the cool thing about Sup Wow.
How do you spell that?
Sup. Just so that sup. That's S-U-P, sup, wow. S-U-P-W-O-W. www.supwow.com. So an extra soul to love. So again, I think they come from Seoul, South Korea. But this is so flippin' amazing. It is furniture for you, for your child, and for their dog or their cat that they can play in together, and you can custom design it. And Jessica's going to throw up, our team's going to throw up, Justin, some of those amazing videos. But they have different patterns, and you can create rocking chairs. You can create little play areas for the cats. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. They're pinks and blues, all kinds of fun stuff. You can get them custom designed for your child's playroom if you don't have children, because we know those Generation Y, Z, F, whatever they're called, Alpha. They're not having and children.
Alpha. X,
Y, Z, and Alpha. So they are not having children. And honestly, I want to create a whole playroom and have this done. I was floored by them, literally. And they were so sweet. They didn't speak any English, but I love them. They were so cute. And the quality of the products are absolutely amazing. The little kids can rock in their rocking chairs. I wish they would have had this when Gabrielle was born, because we had cats and puppies. And I think it would just been so delightful. And they come in little cubes, and it's so amazingly cool. So again, it's Supwell. They show you how it's done. They go from Las Vegas. They go from Tokyo, Japan, to Shanghai, China, Sydney, Australia. This is where they're going, Nuremberg. Anyway, check them out, supwow.com. And wow.
You should have talked them into giving us something for Bin Laden to play with.
Well, how do you know I didn't?
Well, I don't. I don't. Well, it hasn't arrived at our doorstep yet, so let me know.
Well, it's coming from China. It's from puzzle to castle. How sweet is that? And then
yes.
I have to tell you, remember in December of 23, we talked about my favorite products, and some of my favorite products are the licky mat. I'm not going to lick it, I promise.
Yep.
I met the creator, Helen, who was, Helen, love you. Shout out to you. She just took the time with me and had this amazing conversation with me. Here she is, a founder. I had no idea who she was. I'm just talking to her, and it turns out that she's a founder. And the story, they just started creating things, and they got all these wacky, you know, ideas. So they created this. And so they've got the bowl that it's easier for your pet to have, and it really helps for slow feeding as well. But they had all kinds of recipes at their booth. They talked about chicken broth and yogurt and blueberries and supplements. You know, a lot of our products from our friends at Muttgut that can be blended within these lovely lick mats. And you put them in the freezer, and the pets just, you know, it sticks to them. They lick them. And not only is it entertains them for hours, it's something that really it releases the endorphins. They lick to calm themselves when they're stressed. It's really ideal for distraction, for grooming, so many things that we don't think about. So this is a licky splash, and it sticks to the surface, so it doesn't scoot. So you can actually suction cup this to the surface. How cool!
Oh, I was just thinking. I was just going to say, man, that should stick to a bathtub so you can sit there and wash them while you know eat. So that's perfect, because you can put that in the bathtub while you.
It does. So you can wash them. Say grooming. That's why it says for grooming. So then they can lick this while they're doing it. You know, it can also go as a head. You could put it as a beanie. You know, whatever.
No.
Good, so try, it really, it is just abs. I love this. I love this. I came away from that show really impressed with some of the products that I met and the people. There was one, it was Pets 4 Go, and we'll have the link on there. But these guys created transportation for our dogs. It was like a space capsule. And they had the bars up. They had all these. I can't even explain it. But it was like third world transportation for your dog to make sure they were safe. And they had videos up. They talked about how people just throw their dogs in the car. And they don't put them in seatbelts. And they talked about the importance of securing our family members. And just think about from a child perspective, would you ever stick, you know, your 6-month-old, your 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, you know, 7-year-old, 9-year-old, whatever it is, without being secured into the car, without a seatbelt? And we as pet parents, I have to say, do this all the time. And they've created a system for that. So Jessica's going to throw up some video on that, or Justin's going to throw up some video on that. And it was just absolutely fantastic. And just such a great, great, great show. Our friends from Tracky Pet were there. Mudgut, Augie Bones, shout out to lovely people at Augie Bones. And Chew on This, no nylon, no plastic, and plant-based, sustainable, tough dog chew toys, and love them as well. And then lastly, I really want to give a thank you, a beautiful thank you, and a shout out to the team from Blue Dog Bakery and Nancy from Blue Dog Bakery. She came over to say hello to me. And Jessica and I, Pets Are Our Family podcast is not the only thing that we do. We do work with animal welfare organizations. We do work with a number of different people. I also work with a beautiful company called Farm and Yard Products, based out of Australia, coming to the U.S. here. And they've made it their mission to help out animal welfare organizations and work directly with HSUS and Bissell and Best Friends as well. But in discussion with Christy Tanner from HSUS, we learned of a extreme case in Oklahoma. I want to give a shout out to Trish Justice at HSUS in Oklahoma. There were 200 dogs that were, I believe, rescued from a very serious hoarding situation and overbreeding. And many of these dogs were pregnant. And caring for those dogs, and this is what HSUS does. They take care of animals. They help out in emergency cases and in situations, and they do so much more than that. But there were 200 dogs and puppies, and they didn't, you know, they needed supplies and they needed resources. Augie Bones provided, I think, 50 bones to them and other companies. But I mentioned this to the friends at Blue Dog Bakery, and she gave me over 200 samples to send to this case, or send to the people at HSUS in Oklahoma. And so Blue Dog Bakery, I am giving you love and sending you hearts everywhere and tons of hearts and just beautiful paw prints and hearts. We should say paw prints and hearts and love to you for what you do. And it was done without question. It was done without, we're going to do it. And I just, Nancy, you are a beautiful rock star. And I thank you so much. And I'm getting choked up here. Because it takes a village, and we ask for a lot of things. I'm going to the Bible on you, but ask, seek, and knock. And I ask a lot, and I usually pretty good at getting what I want. They just came over, and she had this massive box that we got that sent out to HSUS. So shout out to you guys at HSUS for the beautiful job that you're doing. And thank you so much. And thanks to Farm and Yard and Adam Fowler and what you're doing at Farm and Yard Products and how you're making a difference and an impact in animal welfare and Patrick Ferris as well. But HSUS Blue Dog Bakery, just want to wrap up that and say, what a beautiful gift for the last day of the show from Blue Dog Bakery. And just thank you guys so much for those samples. Ending up the last day of the show, It was during rainstorms. And I sent you the lovely picture of me. I was the drowned rat. So just yes, a little bit of backstory. So we talked earlier about the van that I had, right? The lovely van that I had that was shaking over. So they decided to swap out the van for me. Swapped out the van for me. And what did they give me? The F-150 Ford pickup truck. Is it a Ford pickup truck? An F-150 Ford pickup truck.
Awesome. It's a pickup truck, yes.
However, the back of the F-150 Ford pickup truck didn't have a cover.
Most of the time they don't, unless you buy them.
Well, it didn't have a cover. And I had all the stuff with me. So imagine here we are. We've put it in the Airbnb. Now we're hauling it out, all this stuff out. And then we're hauling it all back in the midst of all this torrential rainstorms. And it was absolutely a beautiful day.
So...
soaked. And then in the Orlando Convention Center, I walk in and buckets of rain are coming into the booth of Augie Bones where I was, where I could be found with Mrs. March and with Petzer family and Augie Bones. And so water is coming from the convention center ceiling down. I mean, they try to bring these buckets and these trash cans.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to the GES security team for being so on the money though and bringing by those buckets and the trash cans because people couldn't get into our booth the last day. But it was really entertaining. But overall, Jessica, I missed you terribly. We talked. I was sending you videos, uploading you videos like crazy. Yep. It was a lot of fun. Yep. It was definitely a lot of fun and so enjoyed it. And I think the next show that I'm going to be attending is the HSUS show in May. I think so. And then I'm going to be going to the Best Friends Conference in July. And then I'm going to be attending with you, Super Zoo, in August. I think we're going to AVMA as well with our friends at Volition Veterinary for being with them. So I'm really excited about that. But this is, guys, so you know, there is a travel season for the pet industry, animal welfare, and pet industry. You just got wrecked from NAPS. You, by the way, shout out to you on that great podcast. Thank you so much.
Did it all by myself.
I love that. I love that. So shout out to you. But it was amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm so thank you for doing that. I was off the grid for that time and kind of hard when you're working these trade shows because you're doing a lot. But it was absolutely fantastic. And I'm glad to be home for the next couple of days. I'm jet setting to St. Louis for my birthday, for my daughter. Hi, Gabrielle and my sister, Cheryl and Karen. Get to see them.
There you go. Hi, guys.
My nephew's baby, whatever. Is it a grandnephew? I have no, I'm not old enough. Maybe I am old enough. Who knows? But they just had a baby.
It is grand. It's your grandnephew.
Grandnephew, Brittany and Matthew. I can't wait to meet Luke Matthew, and I'm so excited. So yes, but it's going to be a good week, and it was a good week last week. But thanks for holding down the
phone. Awesome. Oh, no problem. I didn't mind at all. You know, Justin helped me out with it, so it was fun. So
thank
we had a
you,
good
Justin.
Time. But so we'll have an idea what is coming up, you know, with the travel season. You know what I mean? It's going to be busy. And we're not even going to all the shows, you know? Mm-mm. No.
I'd be more crazy than I am right now.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You know, but we have a special episode coming up next week.
Yeah. Very excited about that.
So, next week. Next week's going to be our 1 year anniversary. Can you believe that?
April 1st.
I know.
Fools rush in. It is. It's our 1 year anniversary special. We've been doing this for 1 year. And how lovely is that?
I know. It's so exciting. So in 1 year. So we're excited about doing that. We're going to do we got some fun things coming up. We're working on doing some great, videos that we're working on. We're going to do some stuff on the side for you guys. So we've got a lot going on. I've had my head down working while Trish is doing some things for us. So we're both going in doing a little bit of different projects, but we're working together side by side so that way we can make a better product for you guys. So
all the time, all the time for sure.
Yep. Yep. We got some good things coming in 24. So we're going to be busy, busy, busy. Trish is doing some jet setting and I'm back here just doing a little bit of a marketing for all of us. So it's kind of fun. So, but together we we make a great team, don't we?
We're like the
we're like Laverne and Shirley. Yeah, I was gonna say we're like Laverne and Shirley.
Shamil, right? Shamazo, something incorporated.
Yeah,
Hassifras.
Something like that. Oh my gosh!
Oh my god!
Insane.
Oh my god! Real quickly before we close. Shout out to the girls from Trashy Divorces. Thank you for accompanying me on the way home while I was driving in the rain. Love the Recitessa series that you did. Love you guys. I'm going to shout out to you because one way or another, and I won't sing the song by Blondie, but I could, you're going to be on our podcast because
we love them and they're animal people.
I love you. I love you. Come over our way. Come see us.
We do. I introduced you to them.
I know. So they had this podcast, and I know I'm going off track here. They had the podcast.
It's okay. I'll let you go off.
The girl from TikTok who like got scammed by this guy. I felt so bad for her, but it was actually kind of funny because she made it kind of funny. And so anyway, shout out to the Trashy Divorces team because love you guys. And thank you for, bringing me safely home with your humor, your conversation, and that Trashy Divorces.
I know they're great. I love them. You know that it's mindless, great information. Because someday you're going to be playing a card game at somebody's party, drinking wine, and you're going to be like, I know it. I know that information. And it's going to be because of those.
I just did that because somebody was saying something about Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. And that was that was before my time. And I said, oh, did you know? And I gave the whole scenario. And then even with Cher and Greg Allman, I was able to spill the beans. He said she smelled like a wet mermaid. This is what a mermaid would smell like. A wet mermaid would smell like. Amazing words about Cher from Greg Allman.
And it's all because those ladies do the research, you know?
I love that. Okay, well, this is the Pets and Family Podcast. Great to be back. Yep. We can't wait to see you next week.
Next week, like I said, we're going to celebrate our 1 year. So it's going to be fun. And then in April, we're going to be doing a few things. I know we've got some big, exciting guests coming up in April because you're working on those. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're working on that. We've got a whole educational series also coming out in April. We're working on that. Ooh. So we've got a lot going on this month. So we're super this upcoming month. I don't even know where we are. You know what I mean? I'm going to be traveling in April. So I'm going to be doing our podcast remotely. So I don't even know what my background's going to look like, but hey, we'll find out, but I'll be working from Minnesota.
Oh, the Yoper.
Fun, fun, fun. Minnesota.
Oh my god.
So but it'll be fun. So well, I'm glad we're both home. I'm glad we're both safe and sound. So this is gonna be great. And until next week. Oh, and really quickly, did you catch on? I know you watched the podcast, right? But did you see Kathy Delaney?
I had
pictures of Kathy Delaney. So everybody now can see what Kathy looks like.
She was a real person, actually. I love that because I was thinking that she was made up. But I saw her actually on Facebook as well when they posted some of the Naps pictures as well. So a lot of shout outs going to you guys for Naps and giving a shout out to Farm and Yard Products, to Augie Bones, and just Moose's March. Again, birthday, donations, presents, gifts. I wear a size 6-4. Feel free to send things on to me. I don't like
there you go. You heard it there. Shout out to Trisha. Happy birthday. Donate. Yeah. All right. I'll send you the address so that you can just send it to her. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us this week on Pets or Family. We love having you all, and we will see you guys next week. Just remember to make your pets feel like family. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Pets or Family. You can find us on all the channels now. Yes, all the channels now. So make sure you share us with your friends, your families, and your coworkers, and anybody that has a pet. Make sure you like us, give us your feedback, tell us if anything that you want us to talk about, all that fun stuff. You can reach me at jessica@petsourfamily.net or trisha@petsourfamily.net. Thank you for everything that you guys do, but make sure you like us, subscribe, check us out on YouTube. You can always see what we're up to. And we want to thank all of our sponsors, all of the people that support us. We love every one of you, and we can't thank you enough. And remember, check out Moose's March, moosesmarch.com, moosesmarch.com. Come check us out. Talk to you guys soon. We'll see you next week. Bye.